Today's gospel reading from St. Luke follows up on, in a way, on the previous week's reading, because if we look at them both, they involve rich people. With the previous week, it was the rich farmer who had so much that he had to tear down his barns to build new ones. And today, it's only at the end we find out that this man is rich. And St. Luke begins the gospel by saying the man comes to test Jesus. Someone we want to get on the good side of, we don't test them. We don't ask them questions we already know the answer to, unless it's our children and we're trying to sort out what they did. But this young man, he's testing Jesus. What must I do to inherit eternal life? He begins first by saying, good teacher. And immediately, Jesus tells him, there is only one who is good, and that is God. He's speaking of his Father. He's directing the man to his Father. And often in the liturgy and services, we call God the only good one. Jesus says the same thing in the gospel. Only one is good. But then he immediately goes on from there. Follow the commandments. Don't murder. Don't cheat. Don't steal. Don't commit adultery. Honor your father and your mother. And he says, I've done all those things. And one gets the sense that when he asks this question, how he phrased it, what must I do to gain eternal life? That the young man had the idea that it was a quid pro quo with God. I do good things, and you, God, owe me. You owe me salvation. You owe me heaven. That's what the young man is thinking by the way he asked the question. He says he's done all these things, but Jesus sees right through to him, and he sees there's something he's holding. He's holding on to this earth, to things of this life, riches, possessions, whatever, and it's something we all can do. We don't have to be rich to hold on to things of this life, to grasp onto them, for them to be ours, to be mine. And Jesus asks him to do what to the man is an impossible thing. Let go of it. Give it to the poor. And your treasure in heaven will be the poor people that you help by giving it up. This aspect of living the commandments, which this man did, he followed the Ten Commandments, all of them. But in what manner was he following them? He was following them thinking he was getting a reward for what he did. And Jesus, he shows that he himself is these things. That the commandments aren't so much rules of life as they explain to us God's life. This is how God is. When we see the commandments, God is saying, this is my life. Be in my life. I don't cheat. I don't murder. I don't steal. I don't commit adultery. God is showing us his life. And Jesus, above all, is the one who shows us what God's life is, the Father's life. For Jesus doesn't say, I'm going to show you the way. He is the way. He doesn't say, I'm going to teach you the truth. He is the truth. He doesn't say, I am going to give you life. He is life. With the coming of Christ, the law is replaced by a person, the person who is Christ. so that he at once has both abolished the law and perfected it. For if we think of the law as a river that flows into, say, Cuyahoga River flowing into Lake Erie, every drop of water in that river remains a drop of water in the womb of the lake. But the river as a river ceases to exist. Our life in Christ is not about following a prescription of commandments, making check marks that we've done this or that, and to think we've done any good, especially to think that. For if we come to the Holy Unction service, one of the prayers says it best. All our righteousness, O God, is like cast off rags before you. So think of the rag you use to clean your house, it gets all dusty. That's what our righteousness is. We cannot boast before God of good we do because he made us. We're creatures. We're not his equal. We come before him in lowliness, the lowliness of being created, and hopefully understanding and knowing that any good we do is God himself at work in us. That our salvation is in living in Christ and him living in us. That God is not somewhere outside of us. He is in us. Always in us. Even sin can't drive out God. How could it? It's a human thing, sin. How could a human thing drive away the divinity, drive away God himself? And he is constantly revealing his life to us so that we live in his life, especially here at the Holy Liturgy, where he has come to us. He is in us now, having received him in his body and blood, in a little amount of bread and wine that we look at, that still look and taste like bread, still look and taste like wine. And it's God. God. He humbles himself to be eaten by us. And this is what he wants. Because he wants to live in us. He wants us to live in him, and we are already encompassed in him. And if we can't let go of things, like the young man in the gospel, then one of the saints tells us he takes us in his hand and he leads us to himself. I get the impression like we're going this way away from God and he puts his hand in front of us to get us to turn around to him. And what does that look like? When Jesus says things that are impossible for man are possible with God. It's not always pleasant when God teaches us. What one of us wants to be taught a lesson, and the lesson God is always teaching us when we are straying from him, is I'm right here inside of you. Turn to me. Don't be looking for comfort and salvation anywhere outside. Not in family, relatives, or friends. Not anything in this life. Will you find what you are seeking? God is saying, for whether you know it or not, you are seeking me, and I am already in you. Open yourself up to know Christ in us, receiving him in his body and blood, so that we see one another with his eyes, not with eyes of judgment, but with his eyes. Because when he sees us, he does something different than we might do. We might look at someone and see their sin. Look what they did. Look what they said. Look how they're living. And that's none of how God is. Because sin is one thing, and the human being whom God creates is another. And He sees through the dirt and the soot of sin, and he recognizes in us his own divine image and loves us and will do anything and everything and has done it, as we heard in the Holy Anaphora. He left nothing undone for us, lowering himself to become one of us. And then we strike him on the face and he dies for us. There's no love like that on the earth. And anything that is like it is Christ in the human being. This is how our life in Christ is to be. Not seeking a reward for keeping commandments, but seeking the love of our life, who is Christ, our bridegroom, who is constantly, constantly turning to us and turning us to him. If we only have the ears to hear and the eyes to see.